Disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
You tell me?
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, as you can probably imagine, things are crazy here. We're in outside St. Louis, Missouri. The screen of my phone just went dark, and we're up and rolling and running. You guys know this. I always get a little bit distracted when I'm out in the studio, and I got people around me. We're at the breakfast nook here in the hotel. Ohio Brett's over here. Christopher Key. We're going to get into it. This is going to be one that's going to rock you, folks. So. Thank you for joining us. We are, as I said, in St. Louis. We came in last night for Bards Fest. And I, Brett, drove straight in. We're going to meet a lot of other folks here. And I believe this is going to be an event that's going to grow and grow and grow. In other words, it's 4 days. I think word's going to get out. And I'm going to be saying this. Come on, everybody, get in your car and drive here. Get in your car and drive here. If you're within 3 hours, 4 hours, get in your car and drive here. Come on, come here. Because this is... Bards Fest, as Scott Gesterson has said, he believes this is going to be the largest revival in American history. Are we doing okay there, Spence? I'm looking on screen. It says audio only. Are we cool? Everything good there? Okay. Well, how about if I get my camera up there? Does that help, bud? Coming off my camera, is that any better? We got two cameras up there. Oh, okay, I'm good. We'll just hold this one. Okay, so this is one. I got Christopher Key here with me today. You know, there are things that happen. Let me sit back here a minute, Christopher. I'll get you in here in a second. Let me talk to the folks here. Can you hear this okay in your ear? All right, listen. God's doing something, friends. He's doing something beyond what we can even imagine is going on. And here's what's happening. You know, the Bible says that to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as the day approaches. And those of you who watch the show regularly, I'm going to flip you here, hang on. Those of you who watch the show regularly know that I say that assemble means more than just gather. It means more than that. To assemble is like walking a football locker room. First time I ever went in a football locker room, and all my pads are hanging in my locker. And be honest with you, I didn't know how to put them on. I didn't know where the thigh pad went. I didn't know where the knee pad went. So listen, all the parts were there, but they weren't assembled. So we've been calling it church. We've been bringing all the parts in there, and they're sitting over there in a box, but they're not together. It's not a functioning body, right? It's not a functioning body. Now, the truth is, as we've been watching over the last however many years, God has been silently, quietly assembling the body. What am I talking about? Well, he brings across my path a few years ago, Mark Trump. Mark Trump starts talking about frequencies and on the first day God spoke and this happened and that happened and maybe it made us aware of frequencies. Brings Craig Mickle across our path. It brings Bob Evans across our path. Brings all these skill sets, all these people coming across our path. As soon as I start saying that, we forget names, right? Brings Jared across my path, brings Gary Pierce across my path, brings Joe Allen across my path. All these gifts are coming in. All of them are coming in, right? Brings Jack McCarthy across our path. And today, when we roll in here, I got a call on the way down here yesterday somebody said something here. Said, hey, listen, Coach, have you had Christopher Keys on your show? I said, no. I said, I know of him. I've seen him a little bit on the internet, but no, I haven't had him. Oh, Coach, you got to have Christopher Keys. He's right there. He's right there in St. Louis. I made a call yesterday and connected. Rick Simpson connected us, and I called yesterday. I had a brief phone call with Christopher last night. He sent me some links. I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Folks, listen to me. The Lord is putting together a team. No, this is a group of people who have done what? Sherry Tenpenny has come into our life, right? Oh, I could go on and on with them. People have come in. But God has been training Christopher Key. He's been training Ohio Brett. He's been training Mark Trump. He's been training many of you. He's been training the gunslinger. And now all of a sudden the gunslinger says, my goodness, I had the gunslinger on our show, and now he's in here every day. He's in this show every day. Well, why is the gunslinger in here every day? Because he feels the draw, the magnetic draw of the Holy Spirit to assemble together. Because why? We're all fighting the same fight, but we've all been fighting it alone. And Christopher Key's been over sharpening his skill set, and Gunslinger's been sharpening his skill set, and Jared's been sharpening his, and Trump's been sharpening his, and Clay's been sharpening his, and I've been sharpening, and now we are assembling the body together. Folks, this is so overwhelmingly exciting what's going on. By the way, I got to say this real quick. I was going to talk a little bit about the Sky High event, 9, 10, and 11. Just put that on your calendar and get there, will you? Put that on your calendar and get there. We want 200 of you there. Going to have a mass revival out on the hills of Buckeye Lake. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to move on. Christopher Key came into my life last night. Just kind of, I thought it was it by accident? I don't know. Rick Simpson connected to me. I'd seen him on Facebook. I'd seen him going around raising hell, going into, yell. In fact, I watched a video of him yesterday. I said, look at this guy going in yelling. Was that the city council or the school board? Who was it, Christopher?
Hey, all of them. They've been in all of them.
He's out there not assembled, doing it all by himself. And I watched that thing. I said, dude, I'm laying in bed last night. Brett's laying over in the bed next to me. We're not sleeping together. Brett's laying in the bed beside me. I said, Brett, you got to watch this guy. He's us. This guy's us. I couldn't believe it. So sit back and relax, because we're going to get there's going to be some power in here today. Now I sent my good friend Jared some links, but he can't play them because they're on Telegram. So Brett, we're going to try to figure out how to get a couple of these links up so we can show Christopher in front of some of these people raising Cain. All right, but first of all, Christopher Key, just come on in and do that introduction that you always do. He's, folks, if you can't hear yourself, say so, because we're working off the same headset. Understand we're in the lobby here. People are going to come in here in a minute. They don't get mad because we're making noise. You know how it goes. But there's already a mask. Yes. Yes. Listen, there's a mask mandate here in St. Louis. Oh, yeah. Got to wear a mask. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to wear a mask. But the girl told me last night that doesn't mean anything because nobody's obeying it. Same stuff, right? There's real controversies whether we have to wear a mask or not.
No, well, that's not. I got to interrupt you.
You don't wear no mask, right? I get it. We get it.
No, we don't get it. We have a First Amendment right called our First Amendment of religion.
Yep.
Okay. I've never put on a mask. I never will put on a mask because I will not defile my Lord and Savior. I will not spit in his face. It will never cover my face. I cannot go speak God's word to his people if my face is covered. I will not do it. More importantly, Coach, people don't talk about this, but when you put on a mask, you are performing a satanic ritual.
Amen.
All these Luciferian satanic people, the first thing they do when they make a sacrifice, they put a mask on, they cover their face, and more importantly, Coach, they stay 6 feet in front away, 6 feet on the left, and 6 feet on the right. That's why they say 666.
Wow.
Nobody talks about that, Coach.
I didn't think of that one, Brad.
Nobody
did you think
of
that? 666.
Nobody talks about it,
it's the first guy I've heard that from.
I've been screaming from the state capitol. Six,
yeah, why not 5 feet? Why not 7 feet?
Because it's all about Satan, Coach.
Oh, we know that. We know that. So listen, I'm gonna let Chris.
Christopher,
he's gonna get mad.
I'm not gonna get mad.
Grandma'll get mad. I'm gonna let him. You're okay. Well, I'm gonna let him explain a little bit. Exactly. Hey, Mark Trump, is Trump in here today? I hope he is in here today. Christopher Key got himself in trouble because he began to work with football teams. Let me do this real quickly, okay? Regarding frequencies, and I saw a clip, Christopher, where you said. You were talking to these football guys. You said, listen, you're going to walk into the stadium tomorrow night, and there's going to be thousands of cell phones in there. And there's going to be cell phone signals going all across it. And it's going to affect your performance. Mark Trump, the same stuff we're talking about. And you begin to tell them, listen, you got to do this. You got to do that. I'm not stealing your thunder. You got to do this. And if you do this, your performance is going to be greater than it's ever been. Am I closer, Christopher?
Coach, you got it. You got it completely right. Before I go into there, I've got to ask you a question before we talk about this, because Rick told me a little bit about your story. And I got to get confirmation, because I cannot believe here in Missouri, you wanted your players to take
Ohio. Ohio.
Okay, in Ohio.
Just as bad, right?
Yeah, okay, well, wherever it is. Anywhere is bad. But in Ohio, you wanted to do prayer with your team before a football game, every football game, and you were fired? Is that true?
Well, I didn't get fired. I went through a two-year battle with the American Civil Liberties Union for my right to be able to pray. Yeah. And at the end, we offered an out-of-court settlement. No judge ever ruled on anything like that. I didn't get fired. I quit after that last year. We went undefeated. I quit, and I started Past the Salt Ministries. I walked away from teaching and coaching and started doing what I'm doing now. So the story is I didn't get fired, but yes, I was sued, drug into court for praying with our football team, yeah.
For praying with your football
team. Yes, sir.
Do we not understand what they're doing to God, Coach?
What
about your players and the other men out there? Was nobody fighting for you?
Everybody's scared. In fact, Christopher, they told Christians that we're not supposed to fight. We're supposed to obey the government.
Submit.
Roll over, bend Romans over, 13. Do whatever. Don't. Yep. Good Christians always follow the law, no matter how wicked it is. Abort babies, well, follow the law. Let men be women, well, follow the law. Good Christians, that's what they do. Because Christians are taught that we're supposed to love everybody. Just love everybody. Don't ever be confrontational. Don't ever judge. Don't just love. And as a result, the devil has grabbed, seized control of every power spot in America, including the church, Christopher. So that's our battle. And what we're doing here at Bard's Fest is we're trying to wake up the church. Get in the daggone game here, will you? Let's get back in the game. So that's why we're here. I've been doing this for quite a while. That's why I'm speaking at Bard's Fest today, because I do this stuff. But we want to hear about you. And what the heck happened with you, man?
Where do we start at? What do you want to know to start with? Beginning?
Okay, give us the Cliff Notes version of what the heck happened. Christopher lost everything, friends. He lost everything. Government took it from him. I don't want to get too deep in all that stuff, Christopher, because I want to talk about what we need to do now.
Okay,
all right?
I'll go with the first step real quick, and I'll be quick. Guys.
Here's your camera right here, buddy.
Okay. Guys, I know what I know because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I woke up 23 years ago when my children were born. They were born with a rare disease called phenylketonuria, where they'll never eat protein the rest of their life.
Can't eat protein.
No protein. Milk, chicken, cheese, fish, birthday cake, nothing. Can't ever eat it. If they eat it, it becomes toxic, goes straight to the brain, causes the most extreme mental retardation there is. Because of that rare disease, I wanted to find a cure for their PKU. And in the process, God showed me so many cures for so many things, and it all started with frequencies. And
are you listening to this, Mark Trump? It all started with frequencies. Go ahead, Christopher.
Well, basically what you said.
By the way, I can't call him Chris. It's Christopher, because why?
Christ is in me, is in my name. It's Christ Ofer.
Christ Ofer. Go ahead, brother.
Frequency, it's all about frequency. You already stole my thunder, but when God spoke, he spoke us into existence, and that's where, with frequency, we were born, okay? Everything on planet Earth has its own frequency. Everything does. Pain, energy, balance, flexibility, everything is frequency.
Music.
Everything. And we are energy, okay? We're energy. The book that I first read that really woke me up after going through University of Alabama, going through kinesiology and exercise physiology, I learned absolutely nothing because I learned what they wanted me to know. And what they wanted me to know was drugs, chemicals, and surgery. And that's not how the human body functions. I tell people, we don't have a headache, coach, because we have lack of aspirin, okay? we don't have cancer because we have lack of chemotherapy. You got to find out what the problem is. And usually what the problem is the cells are disconnected, okay? The cells are not communicating. And when you make the cells recommunicate, the body heals itself from anything and everything, okay? We went into a whole big thing about...
Woo-hoo! Amen!
She's amen. Go ahead.
The first thing they want to do when our children are born is they want to vaccinate their children, okay? When my kids were born, I found out they had PKU. I went to my medical doctor. I said, look, these kids have PKU. You know, I was taught to research anything. I love to research, Coach. I love to research. Research is my passion. Everybody's always said I'm a crazy nut, and I say I'm crazy as a fox because this is my temple, okay? I've got to take care of this temple.
No, you get one. That's right. I've got it's the temple of the Holy Spirit, brother.
I've got to take care of it. And I always researched everything. And when I went to the medical doctor, and he said, look, we're going to give your kids vaccines, and we're going to give your kids 74 vaccines before they are 24, before they're 18 years of age. I said, well, show me a study, because, I got to see studies. I got to see randomized double-blind placebo studies. And he came back a week later and says, Christopher, there are no studies. I said, what? I said, doc, then how are you going to give this not to my kids? How are you going to give this to anybody? I said, well, Christopher, they've been approved by the FDA.
Oh, well, good then.
They've been approved by the AMA, the CDC. Well, I lived in Alabama. I was taught the Tuskegee Project. Okay, I had a lot of friends that were black people, and we knew about Tuskegee, Alabama. Okay,
right.
I never trusted my government. I kind of cray cray like that. I thank God I was. But anyway, so the vaccines really kind of went on the back burner, and one of my friends brought me these chips one day, and
you listening, Randy? Go ahead.
One of my friends brought these chips from a guy named David Schmidt from a company called LifeWave. And called LifeWave. And he said, look, these things are amazing. Will you try them out? And I'm like, okay, I'll give them a bunch of my clients, this and that. So I did. And a bunch of my clients went on and said they worked, and they worked very well. So I went back to my friend, and I said, look, how do they work? And he's like, I don't know. They just work. I'm like, I got no how. I got no why. I got no what. I got no when. I got no everything. I've got to know. He's like, I don't know. They just work. So he told me, he introduced me to, or told me the guy's name that had brought this technology, because now it had changed to another technology. So God ended up bringing that guy into my life, and I picked his brain and picked his brain, and I started studying frequencies and frequencies, and I started doing all this research on frequencies and frequencies and frequencies. And coach, I go in to one of my best friends from high school. He was he used to be a trainer at my club, and he became a boxing coach. And I went down and put these chips on the boxer, and I was telling him what they were doing and everything. And all of a sudden, his brother comes up to me and says, Chris, those things work. And I'm like, how do you know they work? And he said, well, you're not going to believe this, but my baby mama works for the guy that cured cancer. And I'm like, did what? He said, yeah, he cured cancer using frequencies. I said, well, and I've done all this research. And I said, look, that guy's name is Royal Raymond Rife, and he's dead and been dead for about 40 years. He's like, no, he's still alive, and he lives in Tarrant, Alabama. That's like 10 minutes down the street from me. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, what? So he leaves, comes back, brings me a DVD. I watch the DVD, and at the end of the DVD, it's got a 205 phone number, 205 for my area code. So I freaking pick up the phone, and I call 205, and Lynn Kenny answers the phone, and I go through all this stuff about frequencies and this and that. And he's like, yeah, I bought the original estate of Royal Raymond Rife. Do you know who Royal Raymond Rife is?
Rife Machines, right?
Okay. Well, he bought the original estate of Royal Raymond Rife. I said, look, I've got to come meet you. You mind me coming down? He said, sure. I'm like, wow, okay. So I get my car. I drive to Tarrant, Alabama. He starts telling me, coach, these crazy stories. He starts telling me all this stuff about Rife and how he had bought the original estate. Him and his engineer had back engineered this, and they had cured thousands and thousands of people with terminal cancer and AIDS and hepatitis and TB. And just like, I'm like, wow.
Based off frequencies.
All frequencies. And then he goes on, coach, to tell me about the story. You remember the corporation called HealthSouth Rehab?
Yes.
Okay. You know who Richard Scrooge was?
No, I mean, don't know him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this guy starts telling me, Lynn Kenny starts telling me how Richard Scrooge and him were best friends. How they were going to change the world with this frequency, and that he had done a bunch of stuff with Richard, and he traveled around the country with Richard, and that just a bunch of stuff that nobody would know about Richard. And I'm listening and taking it all in. But the time coach, he doesn't realize that I am training Richard Scrooge's ex-wife at the time. And he's going on all these stories, and then I listened to him for about 2 hours, and it's just like, whatever. So I leave his home. As soon as I leave, I pick up the phone and I call Karen Scrooge, Richard's ex-wife, and I'm like, Karen, I said, I just met this guy named Lynn Kenny, and I need to come talk to you and find out if this stuff is true. She said, oh my God, you met Lynn Kenny. It's like, ah. She's like, they were, you met him. She's like, oh my God. She said, Richard and him were thinking Steve. You know, I thought he was actually married to him instead of me, because I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, Lynn came a mentor to me and showed me so much things about frequencies. It was amazing. And we had one of our first ever cancer crews, 2000. Oh, goodness, how long has it been now? 2000.
Doesn't matter. Let the coach jump in. Okay, so listen. So we get it. Our crowd gets frequencies. We get it, right?
Yes.
But where you really got into some trouble is did you get involved with the Alabama football team? Who did you get involved with and say, listen, you guys.
Who did we not get involved with?
These frequencies are screwing you guys up. And if we can get you, did they wear patches? What did you give to them that would change the frequency?
We had a whole program, Coach. But, yes, we had a little chip that you could put. I got one right here. We put it directly on the skin, and then, you know, we would have the kids put them on their ankles and they would tape it, and then we had them put them on the wrists and they would tape it. But that's a little chip. You know, you've seen the balance bands and so on and so forth.
There it is. You've got a little bracelet they wear. Some of them have stick-ons now, right, Christopher?
Yes.
All right.
Basically, what this is, Coach, and people don't realize, this is a hologram, okay? Holograms are storage centers for information, okay? It's like a CD or a DVD. You can store information. And what I could do back when I had my lab in Birmingham, Alabama, I could take those frequencies that I know help with pain, that help with balance, flexibility, with strength, endurance. You know, everything has a frequency. You know, vitamin C does, vitamin D, B12, zinc. You know, all those things have frequencies. And studying kinesiology and knowing the human body, I know what those frequencies were. I would take those frequencies and I would shoot them faster than the speed of light. Because they say we can't go faster than the speed of light, but that's crazy. I could be in my lab, Coach, in Birmingham, Alabama. I could hold light bulbs in my hand and they would light up, because I'd have Tesla coils on both sides of me. And
Jerry, you listen to this, Jerry. Keep going, man.
So, I mean, this technology was amazing. And we would literally take this. And what I would do, Coach, and people was like, how did you get into to see Ray Lewis? How did you get into my partner to see who's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers? I forget his name.
Brett Favre.
Brett
was.
Favre, yep. And whatnot. And what me and my ex-partner would do is we would sit in the lobby like this, where we would know the hotel of the football
team.
Where they were staying. And I would wait for my ball players to walk through. They was kind of hobbling around. You know, I could see that he had either a back issue or neck injury or something. And I'd go up to him and I'd say, dude, are you okay? He's like, oh, yeah. Man, you're in pain. I said, you mind if I make you go away? He's like, who are you? I was like, I'm nobody, but, you know, it'd take 2 minutes. You know, he said, okay, go ahead. I said, well, scale 1 to 10, how much pain you got? Oh, dude, it's a 10. I'm like, you sure? He's like, yeah. I said, well, people say this is about mental, so tell it to go away. And they're like, it ain't going to work. I said, well, just try. It didn't go away. I said, well, watch this. So I take three of my chips, and I put one right where the pain is, and I put two other above or below. And I was like, how's it feel now? They're like, oh, my God, are you a witch doctor? I was like, no, brother, but this is all of God. This is all of Jesus Christ. And just say thank you. And if you can introduce me to the rest of your team, I'd love to help you guys. And it's all about energy. It's all about frequency. The guys, what they're doing is they're bombarding us with very, very bad frequencies, Coach. And this is what bothered me when I found this technology, because I'm so about science. I know every action has to be an equal opposite reaction. Okay, I was using these frequencies for good. I was using these frequencies to help bring people to Jesus Christ, me and my partner. They're using it for very, very evil things. Very evil things, because where I can take pain away, they can give you pain, Coach. And that's where we got to help people understand that these 5G frequencies, all these other things around us, they're interfering with our energy field. They're interfering.
Okay, cool. We get it.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Now, listen, because I want to get, they're going to ask some questions here in a minute, Christopher. Now, listen. So, Christopher, you got yourself in trouble because we don't have to go into the details of it, but because athletes were using this stuff, and so anyway, whatever. So he got in trouble, lost everything he has, yada, yada, yada. Let's fast forward here, because now he's on a rampage against wearing masks, social distancing. He goes to city council. I got a couple clips, but they're on Telegram. I don't know if we can play them. Brett, can we get one up somehow to play one of these when he goes and he stands before his city council and he raises all kinds of cane with him? I don't know if we have the capability to do it. Anyway, Christopher Key can tell you why, what to say, who to say it to, and what our rights are. Listen, the odds, though, I would run into this guy when he is running down a parallel path doing the exact same thing is almost breathtaking to me. Folks, it's breathtaking that we are so over the target. So, Christopher, take a few minutes now. Let's fast forward here. This whole mask thing, the social distancing thing, the injection thing. What's going on with all that, Christopher?
Coach, I got banned. I got a court order that I can't practice in my field for 10 years. Okay, that was 6 years ago.
For 10 years, you're not allowed to.
I'm not allowed to do anything involved with health, wellness, and pain management. Okay, and for 6 years, I did nothing but study the microbiome, study the temple, and begin to get into my Bible the way I should be, and still didn't do it the way I should be, but I met many people that continue to push that to me, and I knew I had to get in the Word, Coach. I think it's so important to get in at least an hour a day. But anyway, so a year ago, I'd been out of the arena. I hadn't done anything for 6 years, and I get a calling from my Lord Jesus Christ that says, look, go speak to my people. Go tell them the truth. So I went to the state capitol in Alabama, and I began to talk about what was going on with the vaccines, because God had put all this stuff on my heart about vaccines. You know, when my children were 20, and when my children were born, and now they're 23 years old, and I completely forgot about vaccines. I was into vaccines, but not that much. And basically just go tell his word and talk about these toxic chemicals that we're putting in, because this is your temple. You cannot put those things. And basically what you guys need to know out there is it's very simple to get these people to stand down, okay? What these guys are doing when they tell you, hey, that you have to wear a mask and that you have to take a vaccine, they can tell you that, Coach. But in the very next sentence, if they don't tell you about your medical and your religious exemption, Coach.
Folks, don't miss this. Don't miss this.
If they don't tell you about your medical and religious exemption in that very next sentence, they are committing fraud, okay? Because the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment right of religion is still in place. They haven't taken away. They're trying to. And they'll get that done if you people don't get off your rear end and do something about it. But if they don't tell you about your medical religious exemption, they are committing fraud.
So if Christopher, if we walk in here last night, they had a mask mandate on when I walked in. And I said, do I have to wear a mask? And she just kind of looked at me and said, well, you know, if she just said to me.
I'm
asking for these folks here. Okay. So they walk in.
No, they ain't got to ask.
And
though,
that
coach.
Person tells you that you have to put on a mask. They don't give you the options that you don't have to have it. It's up to you, yada, yada, yada. They have committed fraud.
They committed fraud, Coach. And they individually fraud. See, that what they're doing, Coach, they're all hiding behind the corporation. Okay, and that's why what I do is I put them all on notice. I've shown people on my website and on Telegram and whatnot where you can pick up the phone and you can call your boss, you can call your superintendent, you can call your medical doctors,
whoever, your mayor, whoever,
your mayor, your governor, whoever's telling you have to put on a mask. You call them up, you put them on notice, and tell them that if you don't tell me about my medical religious exemption, you're committing fraud. In Alabama, that's a 20-year prison term, Coach, up to 20 years. Okay. More importantly, Coach, what they don't realize is when they tell you you have to put a mask on and they don't tell you about your medical religious exemption, they individually have just opened themselves
Brett,
up.
Brett, you're hearing that, Brett?
Individually.
Huh? Individual. Folks, they can't hide behind the government, their job anymore. They can't hide behind their boss,
the
right?
Corporate veil's been pierced now. Individually, now they've opened themselves up to a civil lawsuit, Coach. And I come out of love. When I do this, I say, look, I don't want you to lose your home. I don't want you to lose your car. I don't want you to lose your retirement, your pension. I don't want you to lose these things. That's why I'm telling you this, okay? So please do the right thing and make sure these people know about their medical religious exemption. More importantly, when you walk in that door, and we'll talk to these people before we leave here, I'm going to serve them paperwork because where it says you have to have a mask underneath there, Coach, it has to say unless you have a medical religious exemption. If they don't say that, they're committing fraud. So they don't want to tell you that because then you'll know, and they don't want you to know this. Okay, and more importantly, Coach, these people that tell you that, if they're not a medical doctor,
they're practicing medicine without a license.
And they've been trying to get me that for 24 years. They've been trying to put me in jail for that. So I know that. I forgot to say this, Coach. I'm not a medical doctor. Do not practice medicine without a license. Do not believe anything I say. Take it all with a grain of salt. Yeah, I'm not a medical doctor. Yeah, I'm not a lawyer. Yeah, I'm not practicing law. You know,
no financial advice either, right?
At all. I'm broke, so don't worry about that. But we have to bring this to their attention, Coach.
So here, this is important, friends. And this is, by the way, one of the things that Brett and Sherry Timpenny and I are working on right now. Folks, listen, don't realize this. We have to break this. He called it the corporate veil. We have to break. I'm not sure which camera I'm in. I'm sorry. Got to break the corporate veil and say, listen, hey, buddy, your company's not going to protect you on this. I'm coming after you
individually.
Personally.
Individually.
You're going to have to get a lawyer. You say that to me one more time, then you give me your name, and you better get a lawyer, because you're not you're violating. That's it. It's that simple.
That's what we have to hurt them. And again, I don't want to hurt anybody. I love all these people. But you have to come at them, because what they're doing is they're violating your religious beliefs. If you have a medical issue, they're violating your medical freedom. And you just
period. You don't need no judge to prove whether or not they have the right to do it. Congress shall make no law regarding establishment of a religion, right? Free exercise thereof, freedom of the press. We get all that stuff, right? Freedom of religion. No, that you say I'm not wearing that mask. Game over.
And I've had many people I've showed how to do this, and they're like, Christopher. They said I had to put in writing, and then they disapproved. I'm like, they can't disapprove it. Your religion, I believe in Jesus Christ, but if I want to believe this is my God, they can't say, no, that's not your God.
Although they're trying to.
Yeah, I'm not kidding, you know. But they cannot deny your religious belief. It doesn't matter what your religion is. Right now, they're trying. They're saying, well, that's our policy. Again, policy cannot break law.
Amen, brother. Policy cannot break law. Congress cannot break the First Amendment. They can't break your religious liberties. Nobody. Remember, we talked about that the other day, that they're inalienable. They cannot be taken away from you. You can't even give them away. You are a man, whether Bruce Jenner says you're a woman or whatever, it's inalienable. It cannot change. And your right to not wear a mask is inalienable, folks. They can't do anything about it. Your right to not take a vaccine is inalienable. They cannot do anything about it. Okay, now listen. Christopher, we can't see right now, but there are a lot of people who want to ask you questions.
Okay.
Can you put an ear plug in here? Just put it in so you're going to be able to hear. And Spencer, bring him. Is Trump hanging in the background there? I can't even see. But Spencer, you're the maestro. Let's get some of these folks in here. Christopher, if we can see. Okay, whoever, jump in here. Bring somebody in for us there. Well, I didn't give you a fair notice. Anybody? You keep rambling, okay. Christopher, and when you get... Craig Mickle, come on in, Craig.
So, just a question here for Christopher. Schumann resonance. Could you speak on that and what your understanding is?
Human resonance. The frequency is everything. Okay, and we've got to get that resonance frequency back to the God frequencies, and they've done everything they can to disrupt that and interfere with that. And we have a way, when you put the chip on, it puts that resonance frequency back in balance. Okay, it's bringing the body back into what's called biocoherence, so they can deal with all the frequencies better. Okay, there's no way to avoid all these frequencies unless you go into a Faraday cage, and you could do that, but that wouldn't be much of a lie. Okay, so. This is, you know, that's why these chips, we believe, is one of the best things to do. And I give them away. I love to give, folks. The best thing they did to me is telling me I couldn't sell anything anymore. So now I give it all away. I give it all away.
By the way, folks, the government took everything he had. They just came in, took everything he had, said he was practicing medicine without a license, all that stuff. He took everything. I heard you, Christopher, when you spoke at that school board meeting of city council, they ask you your address, and you said, I don't have one,
Coach. I have no address. And that lady laughed at you.
She did laugh at you.
How rude is that?
How rude is that? Lost it.
I mean, she thought that was funny.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can I have a follow-up question there?
Sure, Coach, sure.
Just a statement? Yeah. Okay. So Randy turned me on to, it's called Nature's Frequencies, which are these cards that are holograms. Okay, they're basically, looks like a credit card. You saw it before. And it's impregnated with the Schumann resonance, which is 7.83. Okay, that's the average, which is basically the total electrical charge average of the Earth. Okay, all the lightning, all the cosmic and galactic electric energy that's coming into the system, you know, it spikes. Remember when we were at the Georgia Guidestones, I think I sent you a thing about how, you know, the Schumann resonance.
I slept there. I slept in the middle of it many years ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So my understanding what you know, the Schumann resonance of how that came in to be very, very important was, is when they sent astronauts up into space, they got out.
Hold on, I got to interrupt. In space? Really? Seriously? I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Okay, well, that's all right. This is what they said is the Russians that went up there, they lost their mind because they didn't have the Schumann resonance with them. So they have Schumann resonators that they put in, whether you're way underground or you're above, that just otherwise your body starts to deteriorate. So I was just asking his opinion on that.
Opinion of whether it's true or what was the question?
About
the human resonance.
Frequency of 7.83 around you and your cells accepting it and being able to basically function and communicate better.
I would say for sure that is a very good frequency, and there's a lot of other frequencies that we put into the holograms that make it better. I'm the type of person, I'm very teachable, and I love it when I don't know something, and I love it when my chips don't work for somebody, because then I want to know why God made you different, so I can go back to the lab and I can figure out why. And all that does is make my stuff better and better and better.
Amen. Amen. Anybody? Next one, Spence. Okay, I'm sorry. Get out of the way. That's Jerry. Come on in, Jerry.
Hey, Coach. God bless.
Because this guy's bless you. This guy's working on what you. Go ahead, Jerry. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
That's all good. I wanted to ask if there was any way we can get the original Rife frequencies. I'm working with coil systems on electromagnetic resonance. They're kind of like Tesla coils, but they're a little bit more advanced. I've been studying Tesla since I was 16. I get exactly where you're at, and I think I could advance some of the stuff that you're doing if somehow we could connect those frequencies.
Where do you live?
I'm in Canada.
Okay, beautiful. I would love to put some Zoom calls together. My cell phone number for anybody in the world is 205-936-9803. I'd love to talk to anybody that has any information about this so we can collaborate with each other to make it better.
Give that number again.
205-936-9803.
Okay. I got it.
My holographic technology is based on Tesla and Rife. Okay, it's two combined. I've taken the best what I learned about Nikola Tesla and what I learned about Royal Raymond Rife, and I put them together. But I'm still looking. If anybody can give me information to make it even better, I'm always willing to change. Okay, because you don't know what you'll know.
Say it again.
Can I add to that a little bit?
Sure.
Please.
I've taken Royal Raymond Rife's, Nikola Tesla, John Bendini, and another gentleman's work, and put it together, and it seems to work and flow.
Stop. You can't tell me another gentleman's work. You can't tell me his name.
Steinmetz.
Like, I don't know that name. I
don't bring him up because he's from like the 1800s.
Okay.
Can you text me
that name and some information? I'd love to look into him, because that's a name I've never come across, and I love to look into anybody and everybody. But go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Nope, that's okay. I definitely will. The information that you're bringing, when you said faster than the speed of light, actually, you can move energy faster.
I know you can. I was just trying to agree with those idiots.
Hey, folks, listen. No, listen.
I understand.
I hope you guys understand the what's going on here with the Lord and what he is assembling, what he's putting together. Because I would imagine Christopher and Jerry and Mark Trump, by the way, probably feel a lot of times they're all by themselves.
All by myself.
They have all this information, all this knowledge. They don't have anybody to share it with, right? Hey, this guy here has been on with Alex Jones. He's been on with Stu Peters. He's been everywhere, folks, talking about this stuff and what's going on. Now, I'm going to pull the plug. I'm going to move back here a little bit, because what we're really worried about and focused on right now, Christopher, is what do we do about the vaccines, the masks, the social distancing, all that. What is it we need to do now? Because you're actively, you said you just got back in the fight. You're actively involved in this. Coach our folks up here a little bit, Christopher. Well,
guys, I just got back. I'm still in Missouri. I just got back.
Where do you live?
Okay,
go ahead. Traveling man. Ricky Nelson.
But anyway, when I got back to Missouri, I went and spoke at the city council 2 days ago. And
I wish we could get that ready.
The attorney general 2 days ago announced that he's filing a civil lawsuit against quite a few of the school systems that are requiring our children to wear a mask. And I believe a lot of that had to do with what we did and letting them know that what they were doing is committing fraud.
and him realizing that we were going to file a civil lawsuit against him individually unless he did what he was supposed to.
He was covering his own butt.
Oh, yes, he was, because he knew this wasn't going away. I'm not going away. And guys, everybody's like, says, are you not afraid they might kill you? I'm like, dude, no. Number one.
They might.
No. You don't understand. Look, me and guys talk.
Though, I got you.
Me and guys talk, and God said, I do not want you up here. I do not want – you will drive me crazy. You're staying down there. You're freaking, I do not want you up here. He said, you know, and you can't go to hell because you're saved. So, no, you're so I'm protected. And they can't stand that, Coach. Yeah. They can't stand it. So, going back to very simply, you have to tell them about your religious belief. You have to honor that religious belief and make sure they know that. And you don't have to put that on paper. You don't have to do anything about that but say no. It goes against my Lord and Savior, and I do not have to wear a mask. I do not have to take this vaccine and whatnot. But one of the biggest ways to get rid of this, Coach, is let people know about the therapeutics that work, okay? People don't know this, but we have a medical doctor named Dr. Manuel Aparicio.
Sounds good, man. Sounds like Manuel a good Aparicio. One to me.
He is a medical director of 5,000 medical doctors, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
5,000 medical doctors.
Brett, get that name.
Okay. And in Mexico, 3 months ago, he went live on the Stu Peters Show, and he told the world that him and his staff had cured over 500,000 people that had COVID with a very simple substance, Coach, called chlorine dioxide. You ever heard of it, Coach?
Nope. Chlorine dioxide.
Chlorine dioxide. Look here, Coach. Look here. You remember when Trump was talking about bleach?
Yep.
He said, inject bleach.
Yeah.
Well, Coach.
Chlorine dioxide.
What I do, and I'm not a medical doctor, do not practice medicine, a license, but what I do every day is I take 3 drops of this activator, and I put these in a cup, and then I take 3 drops of this MMS, and there's an activator, 1, 2, 3, and you swirl it around like this.
Cup of water, 6
and
drops.
Add water to it. Smell this, Coach.
I feel like I'm swimming. Yeah, I feel like I'm in the pool.
Well, Coach, this is chlorine dioxide, okay? Dr. Warburger in 1932, I think, but I may miss that number, I think 1932, was given the Nobel Prize because he proved no virus or bacteria can live in an alkaline state.
So
if you alkalize a human body, you never get sick.
Right, okay? Right.
When you alkalize and oxygenate the human body, you never get sick. So what happens, Coach, when you take this and you add it to
chlorine in the pool is what it looks like to me here, brother.
You're going to get us in trouble. you add it to normally 8 ounces of water. And Dr. Manuel Aparicio on the Stu Peters Show said him and his team cured over 500,000 people. It's upwards of about, I think, almost 2 million people now, okay? And Stu Peters said, you know, this stuff works. He says, you know, what are you going to do if they try to take your medical license? He says, look, I took an oath to my Lord and Savior. I took an oath to the people of my country to do no harm. He says, if they come to me and say I can't do this anymore, I tell them they can have my freaking medical license because I know this works. I have no idea about these vaccines because it's for experimental use only. Guys, the other day the FDA told you that the vaccine had been approved. They lied, guys.
They did. They lied.
They completely told 100% lied, but you'll never hear this on the television. You know why they call it television, Coach?
Tell me.
They tell you lies, and more lies.
They program you.
You know why they call it TV programming? Because they program you to the narrative, Coach.
Yes, sir.
The narrative to that is nothing but satanic. It's completely, totally Luciferian. And that's why we...
Okay, so these people want to know if you're going to drink this stuff, Christopher.
Coach, we have that all day, every day, Coach. City Council, if you want.
You drink it once a day?
No, I drink it quite a few times. But
what do you think this does, Christopher?
I think it cleanses...
You're not a doctor or son of a doctor.
No,
your camera's off, Coach.
The human body.
My camera's off. Okay, thank you.
I believe it cleanses the human body so the body can heal itself because we don't need drugs. We don't need a vaccine. We don't need chemicals. We may need surgery sometimes. You know, we've got the best emergency care in the entire country. But as far as health care, we're worst.
They're trying to kill us,
they're
actually.
They're trying to kill us, Coach. And people don't understand this because they think these medical doctors, because they practice medicine, they know what's going on, but guess what? They practice, Coach.
The practice.
When you practice something, that means you ain't figured it out. They have no clue what they're doing. You know, God showed me how the temple works. I know how the temple works, and I'm living proof, okay? I think I look pretty freaking good. Go ahead.
So we know this, don't we? that everything that you turn on about COVID, whatever you turn on the radio, you turn on the TV, you go on the internet, it's all about vaccines and nothing about prevention nor cure.
Or therapeutics that are actually working, like chlorine dioxide. They don't want you to know the truth because they want you to take this vaccine, Coach, because I've studied vaccines for 23 years. This vaccine scares me to death, Coach. The medical doctors I've talked to are very good medical friends of mine have told me, those of you that are foolish enough to live in fear and not trust in your Lord and Savior and to take this vaccine, my medical doctors tell me that you'll be dead, D-E-A-D, in 1 to 5 years, Coach.
Unless you have supernatural intervention of the Lord. Dr. Sherry Timpany says, repent. Dr. Stella Emanuel says the same thing. The only thing now is if you've taken that shot, the only way that you're going to overcome the effects of it is a miracle intervention of Almighty God. So, folks, you got if you've taken it, you need to repent.
Get on your knees and repent.
And call out to the Lord.
And again, the Lord can do amazing things.
He can.
And the biggest thing I'm trying to do right now, besides tell people how
they
can. Okay. The main thing I'm trying to do, besides make people know about how to force these people to honor their medical religious exemption, is to try to find a cure for this, Coach.
Amen.
Okay. I know with what I know right now with medical science, there is no cure. There is no antidote. There is none. Okay, but I know for medical science, for every action, again, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. I know we'll find.
So in other words, you got to drink hot tub water.
That's not hot tub water. That's chlorine dioxide.
But we do put chlorine into the hot tub, clean it up.
That chlorine that's in the hot tub has other additives and other things. Okay, regular bleach has other additives. This is completely, totally pure. The name of this, Coach, we're going to call it when I get back in Birmingham. This is now being called God's Detox.
Put it up on the website. Put your website up there, Christopher.
Vaccine. It's not my website, Coach. I don't own anything. I don't know
website.
Okay, gotcha.
Where we can find it?
Vaccine. No, vaccine. You don't make me forget, Coach. Vaccine-police.com.
Vaccine-police.com. Folks, we have a handicapped young man in the background. It's just... He's laughing and having a good time. He's just loud.
It's
so
sad.
It is sad. Bear with us. So here's the website that you can go.
There you go, vaccine-police.com. And you can watch a bunch of those videos on there and see where we went into the coach. I got to talk about this real quick because I'm filing lawsuits against the Washington Post, against the Independent, because they said I threatened these people at Walmart. And like I told people in that city council meeting the other night, Coach.
Well, I wish I could find that.
If I threatened anybody.
There it is.
If I threatened anybody, Coach, when I got back in town 2 days ago, I would have been arrested. Okay.
If you had threatened.
And I've got all this hate mail and everything saying I'm a terrorist, I'm a domestic terrorist, I'm threatening all these people, you know, while I'm out walking around, because I didn't threaten anybody, Coach. I went to every one of those people and I told them out of love what happened to those people in Nazi Germany. I did not want to happen to you, because in my great state of Alabama, Coach, there's a sworn affidavit by a person. Sworn affidavit means if you're lying, Coach, you go to jail. You go to jail. This person signed a sworn affidavit, had nothing to gain by doing this, saying that 45,000 people within 3 days of taking the vaccine dropped dead. And Washington Post said, I lied about this, said this is not true. But then you guys can go read the preliminary injunction that was filed in Alabama. Because of that sworn affidavit, there's an injunction right now to stop all vaccines in Alabama because 45,000 dropped dead. There's no reason to be having something like that on the market, especially when we have therapeutics like chlorine dioxide, like hydrochloroquine, ivermectin that we know works.
Spencer, can you play that video? Is that video link on your website? Will that place, Christopher?
Yeah, it will. But let me show you what happened. Has anybody seen what happened at Walmart?
No.
Guys, this is how scared they are, because the paperwork we have is bulletproof. I'm gonna put it up here so you can see it. This is us going in to Walgreens, and you can see me, guys.
Here's a camera right here, brother.
Is it on that one?
Yeah.
Okay. You can see
back up. Yeah.
It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Sure. He can show it on the screen. Go ahead and show it on the screen for us. Yeah, there you go.
And guys, what I'm doing is letting these people know at Walmart what they're doing is crimes against humanity. And this has to stop. It has to stop now. And when I come in, they begin to shut down Walmart. We did this at CVS. We did this at Walgreens. Guys,
this is one way to keep people from taking the vaccine. I need a group of people just to go stand out in front of Walmart, maybe keep them all shut down and keep these people from getting poisoned. Guys, and if you want to take this poison, great. You can have a triple dose. You can have all three of my shots. But those of us that do not want it, you cannot mandate it. You cannot tell us we have to take it without telling
so
us.
So why are they closing us down then?
That's because they're scared. They think if they close it down, I won't be able to serve them. But they don't forget we have the U.S. Postal Service.
So you're going there and you're threatening them.
I'm not threatening them.
So in other words, you're sharing with them that you're going to bring a lawsuit against them if they continue.
I'm letting them know through verbal and through served paperwork that if they do not stand down, it's very possible and probable that they could be brought up for crimes against humanity. Because
individually also,
And it's all individual. I do everything individual. I could care less about the corporation because the corporation is what they hide behind, Coach. That's why we pierce the corporate veil and we go after them individually.
Wow.
That's how you do this. You go after them each individually. You pick up the phone, guys. You call your superintendent today. And if you don't know how to do it, give me the phone number. I'll call you. You can go watch on my Telegram. You can go watch on my website. I've got a script that shows you exactly how to do it. And, guys, when I call somebody, guys, help me. Pick up the phone and call after me. And just, you ain't got to say nothing, but don't tell us we have to take the vaccine or don't have to put a mask on. It's strength in numbers, okay? It's strength in numbers.
Where have you been all my life, man? I've been trying to get people to do this. This is a magical, folks. Listen, I don't even know which camera I'm looking at anymore here. Let me look at this one here, man.
I think it's this one.
Okay. Okay. I'm that one.
Look at this. They bring in the police officer because they want it. They want to intimidate me. I tell everybody, guys, I fear no man. I fear not Satan. You're cops. I'm not doing nothing wrong. I follow God's law.
You tell the cops you're going to sue them too.
Yes, I will. Because guys, I follow God's law. Okay, God's law that I follow, and they try to say you're lawless. No, I'm not lawless. My law is I do not harm the hair on another man or woman's head. As long as I abide by that, I'm all good. All these other policies and procedures and statutes and codes, they don't affect me. They don't affect me, Coach. No, I'm not. As long as I don't harm the hair on another man or woman's head, what else is there, Coach? What else is there? Now, how am I lawless?
Because they're lawless.
All it is taxation without representation. Hey. They want to get money out of us. Money. That's all it's about.
Well, we're Romans 13, though, brother. You're supposed to obey the authority.
Only if it's of God, Coach.
Oh,
only if it's of God. Because
there's no authority but God, right?
There.
Oh, so if they make a law that violates the law of God, then it ain't no law at all.
No law at all, Coach.
Wow.
And they don't want you to know that. That's why you got to go. You haven't seen when I went to court went to my arraignment, Coach.
I got
to
watch some more of these guys.
You know who Alan Keyes is, right?
Oh, yeah. Good friend.
You got to go watch Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes came to my arraignment.
Did he?
And he and I had a great presentation.
Good buddy of mine. I'm not making it up.
Alan Keyes is an unbelievable, godly man, and they can't stand him. They can't stand me. But, Coach, in closing, before I know we're about to get out of here, I've got an arraignment. I got court, okay? I got court October 9th, I think it is, Coach, and I need your prayers. I need everybody's prayers because at my court, God showed me how to do this, okay? I got arrested 2 days before the mask mandate was pulled. Okay, I did this by design, Coach, because I knew I had to be damaged. And if I got arrested, I could then go to court, Coach. I have subpoenaed the governor of Alabama. I subpoenaed the lieutenant governor of Alabama. I subpoenaed the medical advisory board of Alabama. I subpoenaed the attorney general of Alabama. And every one of them, Coach, they've got to come to my court on October 9th, and they've got to prove that the virus has been isolated, which, you know, they can't. They got to prove that there's a pandemic or plandemic, but there's not. They can't do any of that. More than likely, my case will get thrown out. But if it goes to court, it's a slam dunk, and they don't want this to happen. They don't want me to go into court. One of my friends, Chris Guy, one of his real good friends, was the guy in Canada that did this, and they got them to stand down because the virus has never been isolated, Coach. So this
virus. Yep.
You got to go listen to the phone call I had with LabCorp, with the CDC.
Where do they find this? If they got to go listen to it, where do they find this stuff?
The website, vaccine-policecop.com. Coach, we got 5 minutes. Real quick, I got a bunch of phone calls from my medical doctor friends, my pharmacist friends, and these are friends, still friends of mine. You're a bunch of pansies because I know they got to make a living, but thank God they're telling me this stuff, but you're still a pansy. And I don't mean to say that, but there's
some truth. Say it. I'm with you.
Anyway, they called me and said, Christopher, you know, in Alabama, you know, and all across the country, they're talking about this Delta variant, Delta, Delta, Delta. So, Christopher, when we get back our test, it says coronavirus. It doesn't say anything about Delta. It says nothing about COVID. All it says is coronavirus. It's like, why are they saying we got this delta? They said, you got to call and find out what's going on. So I called LabCorp and I said, you know, does your test show differentiate between delta and COVID? They're like, no. I said, well, why is everybody saying we got this delta variant? They said, well, you got to call the CDC. So I called the CDC and I was like, look, you know, what's going on with this delta variant? You know, how do you guys know that we got this delta variant? They said, well, you got to go somewhere else. I said, well, blah, 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 what do you mean you got it? I said, does your test differentiate? She said, no. I said, why? So
they're just calling it the Delta variant.
They
didn't get the original one. They never isolated the original one. And now they're telling you there's a different one that they've never isolated.
And the whole thing is it's a whole scam. It's all about fear and intimidation. You can go listen to the phone call I had with LabCorp, what I had with the CDC. And they basically said the only way to differentiate, they have to do this special sequencing. They have to send it to this different lab coach. And with that, they only use that for monitoring purpose only. And it's a special test that very few people have ever got done. But yeah, we've got 100,000 people that have Delta. No, we don't, Coach. They're freaking pulling stuff up out of the air to put fear and intimidation in us. It's all about fear and intimidation because they're going to make you take this vaccine. And when this vaccine don't work, they're like, oh, no, 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 it's the Delta. No, 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 it's the Alpha. Oh, no, 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 it's the Beta. So they're going to have a vaccine for the Beta, for the Weta, for the Zeta, for the Keta, for the Meta. I mean, this is going to go on and on, Coach.
Folks. Which
can we end with a Bible verse, Coach?
You have one. Gunslinger's got to get in there. Gunslinger, okay, get him in.
I'm sorry, Gunslinger. I got it up. Spencer, Psalm 72, verse 8.
The Lord is putting a team together here, Sam. I'm telling you, folks, Mark Trump, the Lord, Mike Spalding's over here. The Lord is putting something together right in front of us. Go ahead there, Gunslinger.
I just want you to know that you're in a key place. This city of St. Louis, you know, that didn't used to be the United States. As we come into the Thanksgiving season, it's important to remember that we did conquer this nation from England, France, and Spain. And the Spanish flag flew over the city where you're at today, Coach. It was the Spanish flag. It was not the American flag. The Republic was very young. It was very, very weak. And the Lord, the president, Jefferson sent some spies to spy out the land. And those people believed in this verse. A lot of static coming in from your mic, Coach.
Sorry.
This is Psalm 72:8. He shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Now, our forefathers believed this when the Republic was very young and very weak, much like it is today. And they believed that, listen, the United States went to the Mississippi and everything across the Mississippi and everything north of the Ohio River was wild Indians. It was the Wild West. They called it the Northwest Territory, where Ohio Brett is from. And God put this nation together. And William Branham,
Gunslinger. That's one of the guys.
His first miracle was in the city of St. Louis, Missouri in 1946. The angel appeared to him and said, go to St. Louis, Missouri, and a great miracle happened. And then this is where Lewis and Clark came in. The Spanish flag was flying, and God had to shake things and move things. They asked, the people of St. Louis asked that the French tricolor fly for one day. And those political changes happened. And then, boom, the West was explored. This nation came together. And this beautiful verse from the Bible that our forefathers were bold enough to believe happened. We built this great nation from sea to sea. And it can happen again. And I think that's why the Lord brought you there, Coach, and brought Ohio Brett.
That's why we're brought together, folks. And Bard's Fest today is going to be streamed at Brighteon TV. Don't forget that. You can watch the whole event over the next 4 days at Brighteon TV. I got a feeling something's happening here. What it is, I don't even know what camera I'm looking at. Something big is either one. Something big's going on, baby. Something big.
Coach, you know Brighteon TV is going live 24/7 on September 1st. Did you know about that?
Not only that, brother, did you know the old Coach Dave's got a show on every Monday? It's going live, baby. Something's happening.
Bob the
here.
Plumber is a good friend of mine.
Is that right?
Yes, he is.
Oh, man, that's how you know I'm Keith. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Hey, thank you, Christopher, for being with us. We'll have you back on something big's happening, folks. We're sitting on the top of an explosion like the world's never seen. It's great to be part of it. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Boom.